Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. Yes, we are. It has been, this is day three. Now, I always say, look, if you can do day one, you can do day two. And if you can do day two, you can do day three. Come on. So, but day three has a little surprise for you. It always has a surprise for you. I think day three you get bored. I woke up this morning and dreaming about a bowl of cereal, you know, and I was like, I have cereal? What are you talking about? I don't have to dream about it. I just have to remember. That's not really cereal time, okay? I have to remember that it is 100% me time, me and spirit time, me and God's time. And I have to, you know, it can be challenging. It can be challenging because I did have to walk past this here because I'm not the only person in the house. I still, you know, have a little one, and he gets to eat cereal on the days he goes to school and everything else like that, so... I still had to forego, bypass, sacrifice, whatever word you're going to use, that's what I did. I got my handful of strawberries and a nice green apple, and it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious, but because of my bad habits, I'm accustomed to eating until, you know, I can feel it in my stomach, so I feel my stomach stretch a little bit, right? That's not healthy. That's not necessary. You know, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, I started eating to survive. You know, I just need to eat enough to make it to my next meal, which is going to be in 3 hours. And so that cut my portions down tremendously. Now I'm like, this is not even about surviving to the next meal. I know I'm going to survive. The human body is resilient. It's the mind that's a little tricky, okay? You know, we have to, you know, the body is going to do whatever the mind says to do. That's the problem. That's the solution, and that is the problem. So it is challenging. It's challenging. But the way that I am able to bypass it is I do have the option of strawberries, apple, a grapefruit. I'm going to go get me a honeydew. I don't know if they're – I'm going to check and see if they're in season. But I'm also going to look and spend some time with the melons and everything like that. I've gotten a lot better with my prep. Now I have all my – you know, I have all my salad fixings in the bowl now. So it's like I can go in and make a salad in 2 minutes. And I already have everything already chopped up and everything else like that. So, you know, the way that you get through this is you have to be prepared. Let's get ready. Let's have your supplies ready. So don't let that early morning surprise you and trick you. You know what I'm saying? don't let those little, you know, stomach growls embarrass you now. Come on and give your body what it needs while staying in control of it. See, too often our body wants to control us. And I'm like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how it's supposed to be. And you know, we have to control the body. We have to make sure we're monitoring what we're putting into it. We also have to monitor the energy we allow around us. And that's super real, family, okay? Monitor that energy. Don't let any and everybody, this may be the time that you pull in. I know a sister that's doing a fast, and she posted on her Facebook page, you know, I have to slow down right now, y'all. I need 30 days to slow down. This is for me to recharge. This is for me. And she kept listing all the things it was for, and then she said, the last one, this is for me, okay? And I was like, that's such a great idea to actually let people know, you know, it's not you. I'm going through something, but also it's not you. You don't have the same standards that I have. You know, you don't have the same calling on your life that I have. You don't have the same determination to get to that next level that I have. I'm going to have to pull back from you for a minute. This is why we have Fast Buddies going out today. Yay. So we're going to be, I'm going to be working on that all day. And everybody shows their Fast Buddies by like 5 or 6. So we're going to make sure, 5 or 6 tonight, Sam, I mean, don't start calling me right now. But we're going to make sure that we have our support. That support is so important. It's so, so, so important because, you know, we don't have a brick-and-mortar church yet. So we have to work where we can work with who we can work with. So we're going to get our Fast Buddies today, and so we can start working on that. But you may have to actually move away from people if their energy is not 100. And when I say move away, I mean literally get up and move. There have been conversations. I'm like, hey, this conversation has to / can wait. Ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody bleeding. And I'm not a doctor. So as far as I'm concerned, you'll be okay until this evening, period. You know, we have to start really saying and demanding space for our mental space, space to be who we want to be. You know, we don't have to always go by what everybody else wants. No, you do not. You are allowed to reinvent yourself every single day. And that's what this whole devotion is for. And by the time you get to day 30, because you know what, day 30 is coming. Time don't stop for anybody. Trust me. You may think that sun is stuck in the sky and laughing at you. You may think it, but it's not. It's not. It's doing its own job. Like, we have to do ours. So we got this. Just don't forget, this is the challenge day. This is the day that's going to test your results, okay? If you've done day 1 and day 2, day 3 is about to irritate you, okay? Go into it with that understanding so you can kind of brace yourself. That doesn't mean allow yourself to be irritated. It doesn't mean, oh, it's day 3, so I can, no, no, it does not. In fact, the fact that I've already said it means that we all have to plan accordingly. So when it comes up, you can be like, yeah, I'm waiting on you. And I'm here to tell you, you have to make an appointment after 8:30. That's what we're going to just do, family. All, any drama, trauma, any of that, we're just going to say, look, make an appointment for 8:30 and I'm booked for today. You know, it's very easy, very easy. But what I'm not going to do is have you take my fast out of my head. I'm not going to have you, you know, bothering something that I call sacred. I'm very serious about this. So day 3. And then what do we have to focus on? What is the thing? Day 3, jealousy and envy. I'm like, okay, okay. And if you have your devotions book, it says jealousy and envy, not godly at all. And so when I'm doing my prayer, my meditation, when I'm rehearsed, when I am researching, when I'm preparing for this day, when I'm preparing myself for this day, and I saw that, I was like, boy, you ain't never lied. It's not godly. It's so, all of the religions, all the cultures warn against it. You know, they warn against a little jealousy. They warn against a lot of it. They, you know, the dangers are multiple, and we have to really, really fight against them, okay? And this comes up in readings and everything else like that. And I'll tell people, oh, you got this little green thing floating around you. You got this jealousy and envy around you, and you have to protect yourself from that. Protecting yourself about it is, how do you do that, Mama Seven? You do it very easily. One, you got to say it in your prayers. One. Two, make sure that you're not ego tripping. I hate to be like this, but make sure you're not ego tripping and that you're not entertaining it. Sometimes, you know, that jealousy and envy comes in people, you know, saying little jokey jokes. Oh, just a little jokey joke. That's not funny, though. Sometimes the jealousy and envy will see it come in where just little side eyes or people just saying little things or doing little things. Don't underestimate that. Don't play around with it. If you see somebody has a problem, you move. You know how many seats I've had to give up and leave because the energy was so catty and just unproductive. That does weigh on you. And so they're like, oh, I don't have to move, and why should I have to move? Well, you shouldn't have to move. You really shouldn't. Rather than to stay and prove a point, just leave and have peace of mind. It's a lot easier than what you think. And if you are having a problem moving away from a toxic situation, I'm going to ask what your problem is. Isn't your peace of mind worth it? Isn't the knowing that you are not going to be, you know, under the gun, having this, isn't that worth it? It's worth it to me. Peace of mind is everything. Peace of mind is everything. Give yourself some. All right? So this jealousy and envy is something that we need to work on. We need to work on it, making sure we're not doing it. And making sure we're not doing it is having a real honest conversation with yourself. Real honest. You got to get brutally honest. You know, I love it. I have an angel who always says, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm like, really? You're going to just start kicking in now? I'm like, why don't you be honest with me all the time? Because if you can't be honest with me, I'm going to question if you can be honest with yourself, you know? So, yeah, I want you to be honest with me. And tell me whatever you need to tell me. I don't even care. Whatever you need to say, get that stuff out so we can work on it. And then we can have a healthier understanding of what needs to happen. So, yeah. Jealousy and envy. All right. It's so unattractive. I think it changes shades to you. Like, I've seen people like, wow, you're just glowing. And I'd be like, yeah, because they're working on themselves. When you're working on yourself to this degree, oh, you glow. It definitely has a glow to it. If you're going to sit back when you're doing your writing, when you're doing your journaling, and you sit back and say, hey, I need to recognize I may have some unhealthy thoughts about whatever, about whoever. And then you say, I'm going to make a conscious effort not to do that. I'm going to make a conscious effort to try to see things from their point of view. I'm going to make an effort to just be a better person in this relationship by improving my own outlook, you know? So it's so important. And the famous word I hear in all the readings is, what? I don't have anything for people to be jealous of. I hear it every time I say it, that's always the answer. And I'm like, what? Good health. People can be jealous of your good health. You know, people can be jealous that, you know, your hair is curly, you know, and theirs is straight, you know. People can be jealous of anything. You have a husband, they don't, you know. Your children seem mild-mannered and behaved. You know, anything and everything. It's hard to judge a person's heart. So you never really know what's going on the inside. And so jealousy can be anything, everything, you know. I've seen partners. And this is the thing. Oh, I was very confused at that. I've seen married people where one is jealous of the other one. And I remember saying, how? How could you be jealous? Do you know that his success is your success? You know, that's what the missus means. Okay, the missus means you get part of his success. So you being jealous of his success is really being jealous of your own success? I'm confused, you know? So we have to do more and be better. You know, this is part of elevating ourselves and elevating our energy. We won't settle for the same things that we used to settle for, you know? We won't allow, you know, those old challenges. We're like, nope, no matter where I started, no matter where I started, because I don't care where you start from. This is all about self-development. So it's hard for me to be overly concerned about yourself. You have to be working on yourself. I'm a guide. You know, I want to help pull the best from you. But it's not my best from you. It's your best from you. Okay? So a lot of what we do at A Wonderful Approach, you, is about the individual developing the individual to have an individual relationship with God and their ancestors. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just here to guide, but I can tell you some things I've learned on my journey. I can tell you some things that Spirit has told me directly. I can share with you some things that God is like, look, I don't like it. Cut it out, you humans, okay? And this jealousy and envy is one of them. Because when you're jealous, it's almost like you're questioning God. Hold on, let me check time. Okay. When you're jealous, it's like you're questioning God's favor. Because that's all this is God's favor. When you're jealous, you're saying, I should have this, not this other person. Give this to me, God. God's like, if you want it, pray for it. Work towards it. You manage you. But stop negatively impacting this other person because you have wants and desires that you haven't activated or whatever. Okay? So it's very, very interesting. We're all working to be better people. We can't beat ourselves up for where we were in the past. When you have evolved, I mean like really evolved, like I'm not going back down that street. Not that I don't think about the street. Not that the street's not in my neighborhood. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I know no matter what, I'm not going to walk down that street. And that's, you know, I guess, you know, maybe that needs some clarification. Just because you decide to live a spiritual lifestyle does not mean all the bad and negative things get up, pack up, and leave. It doesn't. There's always a temptation there. There's always an irritant there that's going to be like, what you going to do today? Are you going to pray about it or are you going to cuss me out? You know, what are you going to do about this today? Are you going to cry about it or are you going to take steps to keep it moving? You know, what are you going to do today? So just because we have decided that we're going to live this spiritual lifestyle does not in any way, shape, or form mean that it doesn't come with difficulties, it doesn't come with challenges, it doesn't come with, you know, hardships. You know, you got to take the test. If you don't take the test, you don't get to pass to the next grade, right? So when it comes to this jealousy and envy, this is something that we all have to be actively working on for our personal selves. Don't let this thing creep into your life. When it comes to jealousy and envy, we also have to be aware, hey, when I see other people doing it around me, don't participate in that stuff. We have a lot of, well, in America, there's a lot of groupthink going on, okay? So there's a lot, social media and the media machine will sit here and give us a narrative, and then little, you know, then we're running down the street with their narrative. And if you stop and think for a minute, you'd be like, that's not really how I feel, you know. So So there's all kind of things we have to be aware and cautious of as we're moving forward in this understanding in life. And that jealousy and envy is real. So no matter how we felt in the past, allow yourself to evolve out of that and move forward. Now I'm going to say some words. I need to pay attention, right? So we just said in the past, we're not going to beat ourselves up for how we were and what we did. We also have to extend, that's called grace. We have to extend the same grace to other people around us. All right? So when you're, when it comes to this jealousy and envy, you're not allowed to go sit comfortably in your house, hiding in a closet. And if you did, people would be jealous that you had a bigger closet than them, okay? There's no hiding from this. At the same time, when we see others that have slighted us in the past, yet that have, you know, caused damage, whatever, however they did it, right? So when it comes to people in our past that have done this wrong towards us, or we know they carry that jealousy, we have to find ways to forgive them. Okay. Now, I'm not saying go volunteer and, you know, pull all your business out in the street and do this, this. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you have to release your heart from being angry at their mistakes, because that's all it is. It's their mistake. It's their shortcoming. Is their immaturity, even if they were older than you, even if it was an elder, whatever. I've had elders. Ugh. You have to have forgiveness in your heart for this. And I think having that forgiveness for the jealousy and envy actually creates more of a protective barrier right there, okay? So all I'm saying is just as we know we evolved, because I am not where I was last year. And last year, I was in a really good place. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad. I'm glad that every year I can look and see, whoa, look at that growth on you. Look at that obedience on you. Look at that discipline on you, child. You're looking good. I love to be able to, Mary J. Blige has a song, Good Morning, Gorgeous. Yeah, good morning, obedience. Good morning, child of God. You know, one day I'm going to evolve into a woman of God. I'm going to set aside my childish ways, and I'm going to move into being a woman of God. So, you know, when you start to see that growth and that design, oh, we are doing some things. But it takes determination to not be the old and to be the better. You have to be determined to be the best you that you can be. And that takes a little practice sometimes. Got to put a little work into it. But you're not alone. So that's why this is a wonderful approach. This is not a temple. This is a wonderful approach. This is 100% about finding the best thing for you. It's very individual. And I love to come together. We come together, we have a good time, we pray, we laugh, we smile. But really what we got to do is stay focused on our individual goals so that we can make this thing happen. Each of us has a mission from God. Each of us. Don't let anything come in between that. All right? So do your exercise. The journaling part is probably, to me, the hardest part to stay on top of because the journaling requires me to sit still. During the day, I'm tired, and I don't really want to put that much energy in it. And in the evening, I'm jittery. And I'm like, oh, nope, I don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. But it's so important. We have to have a place for that mental to say, okay, you got it. Good. Let's go. Okay? So moving into, good grief. I don't know how I keep letting the time go by on me. Moving into the prayer, you know, and I say prayers before I start the radio. Well, you know, a wonderful approach, we're praying all the time. So you have your morning prayer, you have your on the radio prayer, you know, one of your fast buddies need a prayer. They'll be listening to how hungry they are. We are hungry, okay? But we have to work on, you know, past the hunger. What are you doing? Are you studying? Are you doing this? But I'm very proud. I'm sitting here looking at six passages that are going out, most of them books. And we're really working on developing ourselves. That's people saying, hey, no, I need to also read. It's good. It's wonderful to hear you in the morning. Love you, Mama Stephanie. But I also need to read. And then I think one or two of these books are gifts. You know, they're like, I need my friend to read. I need them not to feel the weight and the pressure. But day three, the prayer is the throne. I at the Kersey. And I have this in English, actually. So I at the Kersey, Father, Mother, God, understanding there is no God but He, the living, the everlasting. Slumber seizes Him not, neither sleep. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Who is there that can intercede with His except by His leave? He knows what lies before them and what is after them, and they comprehend not anything of His knowledge save as He wills. His throne compromises the heavens and the earth. The preserving of them fatigues Him not. And He is the all-high, all-glorious. Amen. So let's spend some time doing a little self-evaluation to make sure that we're on the right track. Okay? Have a wonderful day. I look forward to speaking with some of you. Okay.